Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked and locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Kathy's with us in Ohio. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you? How's everything at the front? And I have a question for you. With this weather that we're having, which our grass is still almost green, are your cows able to graze with the weather?
Well, they've grazed it down to very little, but we still have green grass. We really do. And Kathy, I don't think the birds know what to do. We've got some robins. They don't know if they're supposed to be coming back or leaving. Seriously. And it could be catastrophic for them, because if there's a real cold snap, they're going to die. And it's really sad. And there's nothing we can do about this. I mean, nothing, individuals can do about it. The government could just stop spraying. But if they did that, nature could return, hopefully, back to the way it was. Back in the 1960s, my mom, when I was young, my mom and I would look out the window, on the weekends, and we had a large window. We could stand there and look at the rain, and it was great. And the rain would just help the plants and grass and flowers, and everything just grew great. And it rained once a week. It was like on schedule. Now you have no idea when it's going to rain. And when it does, it's torrential sometimes. And when it doesn't rain, it's a drought sometimes. And the plants and the animals have no idea what to do, because there's no schedule. It's kind of like everything else that comes from Washington, D.C. can change at the change on a dime. And no one can plan. The plants can't plan. We can't plan. There's no planning left, because there's no regularity. At least that's the way I see it. But class, don't believe anything I say. Kathy, I had something I wanted to mention about plumbing. It's a real simple thing. So when we were building our house, I decided that we were going to use PVC, which is white plastic plumbing for cold water, and CPVC, which is a chlorinated version of PVC, for hot water. So the CPVC is tan in color, and the PVC is white in color, and the external dimensions are, even though you can get a stick of half inch or fittings that are half inch or three quarters of an inch, they do not interchange. With that, an interchange kind of an adapter. Well, the hot water, we plumbed in all CPVC, because it's necessary to sustain the temperatures of hot water with this plastic pipe. If you use PVC, it will bend, and it may come apart because it cannot withstand temperatures of hot water heaters. Well, here's the point I'd like to make. When you get into the bathroom and the shower plumbing, you have to transition from whatever plumbing you're using to an adapter that will let you have a shower arm for the shower head. It's that piece of chrome-plated brass or copper pipe that comes out of the wall, and your shower head's attached to that. Well, inside the wall, you can connect it a couple different ways. One is with CPVC. The whole fitting, the whole adapter, PVC, plastic, with two little screw holes that you can put sheetrock screws in to attach it to a board in the wall for support. The problem with that is what happens next. That's okay as long as you don't hang a soap rack on that shower arm. Because what happens if you connect a soap rack, you know, for shampoo and those kinds of things, metal rack, or plastic rack, the extra weight can break that CPVC plastic fitting inside the wall. Now, where is that? Well, it's if you have a fiberglass shower or tub surround or plastic or tile, that fitting's in the wall. Now, some people allow their builders to put bathroom plumbing on the outside wall. Now, how do you get to that, replace that piece of plastic that would break if it's in an outside wall? Do you take the siding off, or do you take the tile off? Or do you take the tub surround off? It's a big problem, right? So, two lessons. One, you don't have to use the plastic CPVC fitting. Then make a brass one. It has the same dimensions, looks the same, except instead of being made out of plastic, it's made out of brass. And when you screw those screws into it, you can use galvanized screws to prevent rust, should any occur. And you transition from this brass adapter or fitting to the CPVC with a male pipe adapter. It works perfectly, and that's what we did. Next thing is, all the pipes in the wall that are for hot water are insulated. So we have that foam insulation around all those pipes. Because wouldn't it be nice to have, you know, one person takes a shower, and then a couple minutes later, the next person takes a shower. Wouldn't it be nice if the pipes didn't cool down the water? So that you wouldn't have to waste more water heating up the pipes. That's what we do. Kathy, any comments?
Well, you know, Vince, talking about using the brass fitting, it makes so much sense because your risk with using the plastic, you're risking it breaking so much easier. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, yeah, it makes sense not to hang anything on there, but honestly, there's probably people that don't know anything about it and don't think that the weight would make a difference, but trying to replace it, you know, which I know a lot of people really don't care for plumbing, but why not do it the right way the first time? Then you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, but the problem is that typically people don't build their own houses, and typically people buy used houses, and then you don't know what was done inside the walls with used houses. You don't know because you weren't there when they were built. And the other thing is, if you hire a plumber and let's say you're building your own house and you hire a plumber, and the plumber is a subcontractor, and you say, all right, so how much are you going to charge me? And he says, oh, I don't know, $15,000, $20,000. So you agree on a price. Now, he would probably, or she would probably, decide to use some components that would save money and increase the profit to the plumber. And one of the ways of doing that, a very, very small way, would be substitution of lesser quality, lesser durable products, like the plastic, for the brass. That's just the way it is, right? Now, in some plumbing cases, plastic is the number one material to use, because it won't rust out, but it really doesn't support much weight. It really doesn't. However, I really like the CPVC and the PVC. Now, some plumbers will use just one. They'll use CPVC. They'll use the hot water plumbing for everything. And they can tell their customer, here's what we do. We don't mix PVC and CPVC. We use all hot water plumbing. And what that does for them is they don't have to have two sets of fittings. They don't have to have two sets of elbows, T's, couplings, unions, etc. They only have to have one set, because they're only using CPVC. But the problem with that is CPVC plumbing pipe and fittings do not withstand as much pressure as the white plastic PVC does. So the one that supports only cold water can withstand much higher pressure. So it's a better choice. And then the second reason is that the PVC, the cold water pipe, flows more water because it's larger inside diameter. So even though they're both rated 3/4 inch or 1/2 inch or 1 inch, they're not the same. They're not. So 3/4 inch does not mean 3/4 inch when you go from PVC to CPVC. So CPVC, the tan colored plumbing, does not flow as much water. And then within that, there are a couple different grades. You can get the kind that's kind of bumpy on the inside. And, you know, it's not smooth wall. It's kind of like textured. Not on purpose, but a cheaper manufacturing process. And because it's textured, there's more a resistance to the flow of water. So if you specify that you want, you know, the one that flows the most water, you'll get more water out of the same diameter pipe. So a whole bunch of things to think about. And I have a feeling that most people don't know about that and don't think about that, Kathy. That's why we're teaching it right here at USA Prepares.
Yeah. It's really something valuable to consider, Ben.
Yeah, and Kathy, think about this. Who really thinks about, is that piece of plastic smooth on the inside, that piece of pipe? Or is it, you know, bumpy like a textured ceiling? Which is it? And why is that? Because people don't discuss it. It's not taught in school. But if you go to the big box store and you look at the pipe, you'll see that there's one that's a little bit more expensive than the other. And they'll call it like a high flow or streamline or, you know, whatever name they use to indicate that it's smooth on the inside. And literally you can hold it up, and if you can keep it straight, you can look and you can see the bumps on the inside of one and not the other. So just a thought, if you want to have the, you know, the most water flowing through the same diameter pipe, you want the smooth one on the inside. Kathy, back to you.
You know, Vince, we talked yesterday, and I think it's valuable. We talk about the family meeting, and after we hung up, I thought about it, and I thought it's so ironic that you should mention that, because part of what I wanted to discuss was, I didn't really in my mind think it was a family meeting, but it is in a sense, because I'm thinking of talking about, like, doing an inventory of everything that I have and trying to get everything organized and rotating any stock, anything I potentially see, like, oh, this could be an issue. And it basically ties back to the family meeting, because that's what you are talking about, sitting down and saying, what do we need? What do we need to prepare for? What should we order? And that's exactly what I was going to talk about. So, you know, Vince, I'll let you start with your thoughts. I have a list of mine, but I'll let you start, because you had some good ones that we talked about yesterday that I think are really important to get out.
I called Kathy last night, and I said, Kathy, is it okay with you if we talk about family meetings? Because it's kind of a personal thing, and I just didn't want to talk about this subject without her approval, because it's personal. And what we're talking about is sitting down with family, you know, at the breakfast table, lunch table, dinner table, whenever you can, during weekends, Saturdays, Sundays, when you can, and discuss things that need to be done, things that are high priority, things that need to be done like right now, things that can be done later on in the afternoon, things that can be done tomorrow, the next day, or can wait till the weekend. And what's involved with that is cost. So if you want it fast, you're going to pay more. I mean, if you want to go right over to Home Depot or Lowe's or Menards or the big box store to buy it, you can buy it. But it probably costs more than if you take a little bit of time to do some research and find out if there are alternative locations and sources to buy parts. So all these things relate to the family meeting. We'll be right back.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And we're talking about family meetings. So, class, here's an example. So I was working on a project, and it required me to buy a starter. And I looked up the price on the internet, and I found one for $75. Now, it's made in China. A lot of them are. And I could get remanufactured. I could buy a brand new one. If you buy a remanufactured one, they typically want your old one back. That's a problem. And I don't like giving the old one back until I'm absolutely satisfied that the new replacement, whatever I'm going to use, whether it's remanufactured or brand new, I want to make sure it fits properly and it works, because sometimes they don't work. Sometimes they don't fit. So I had a little chat with our son. And so instead of me just going off by myself and buying a starter, I talked with him and I said, so what are your thoughts? You've how about your commercial contacts in the automotive field? So he did a little bit of research. He was able to find one for $225, roughly. And I was able to find one for $75. And I said, well, it seems to me that we should buy the one for $75 because it's new. It does not have a lifetime guarantee. But what is a lifetime guarantee? Does it make any sense? Because how do you find these guys that you buy it from, you know, when they go out of business, you know, in 2 weeks? And what happens if they don't make them anymore and they don't remanufacture them anymore and you can't get a a replacement for a lifetime remanufactured one. So we looked at cost, we looked at availability, but it took about a week to get the one for $75 versus getting one in the afternoon for $225. So that's what family meetings can do. And you can save, I don't know, in that case, $150, you can save in 3, 4, 5 minutes just by talking it over with your family. That's just one little example of the kind of things that we do here at the farm. Now, that particular discussion involved Bam, our son, and me. And Mrs. Finelli was within earshot of that, and she knew it was happening as well. So everybody knows. Everybody knows that I ordered it, and, you know, you be on the lookout for the package when it arrives. So that when it arrives, whoever happens to find it, you know, in the delivery system, when it shows up at the farm, that person will say, "Hey, Vin, here's that starter you ordered." So I don't wonder where the heck it is. So that's the kind of thing a family meeting does. Kathy, your thoughts?
Well, Vince, it just makes sense. I know we do the same thing, and I've even gotten to the point that sometimes if I'm looking for something, you know, I'll mention it to my children, and my one son, he finds the most amazing deals online, and he'll go, "Oh, Mom, let me poke around a little bit." And then maybe the next day or two, he'll say, "Well, I found this one, or I found this on eBay or at the store much cheaper." And so to me, it just makes a lot of sense, but it goes back to, like you said, knowing that what you're going to need, that's an essential thing. And I'm always on the lookout for, like I said, I'm going to do like a whole food inventory thing. And like one example, Vince, is like, okay, I've got a freezer. You know, I've got like half freezer, half refrigerator. So I'm going to take everything out of it and I'm going to group everything, like the fruit or the meat or nuts or whatever I have in there. And then I'm going to make like almost like an inventory sheet, and especially the things that I really need to use up, because you always find things that are tucked in the back or that you thought you labeled and it comes off and you don't know what they are. And I'm going to try to use all that up first because I do want to continue to restock everything, but I don't want to waste anything. So I really feel like it's important to do that, not just with the food, but even like your over-the-counter medicines or your supplements or parts. Like with you, Vince, on the farm, like what do you use the most of for your equipment, your tractors, and your household things? I mean, things that if you have two, you know, like with me, sometimes I have like five of one thing that I'm not going to use that in 2 years, so I'm not going to stock it unless I find like a really good sale. So I just feel like there's so many things that we just have to keep track of them and discuss with each other. My husband and I will sit down every day and say, "Oh, I'm looking for this, I'm looking for that."
There you go. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. Israel showing what it claims to be the largest Hamas tunnel discovered to date. Simultaneously, a communications blackout affected most of the Gaza Strip due to Israel's expansion of its ground invasion into the central part of the region. The Israeli Defense Forces are labeling this area as a new battle zone. In southwest Miami-Dade County in Florida, Wednesday afternoon, a helicopter crash claimed the life of a man, left a woman hospitalized.
The helicopter was seen at about 1:08 p.m. Going down, and that's how the calls came in. And we had multiple rescue tactical rescue personnel here, along with their Air Rescue South and Miami-Dade Police Department South District units that responded.
According to Miami-Dade Police Detective Alvaro Zabaleta, the helicopter, which was reportedly traveling from Fort Myers to Miami Executive Airport, went down several miles from the runway. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kathy's with us. And Kathy, I believe you're talking about an inventory for what's in the freezer. Like if you have a chest freezer or a packed combination refrigerator freezer, there's things that get lost in the back of the back of the back. And you don't know that they're there. So you buy new ones, and pretty soon you find the old ones are freezer burned, and what do you do with them? If you have a dog, that's great. If you have chickens, that's great. But if you don't, you know, you might end up throwing it away. So that inventory makes a lot of sense. especially if you have a chest freezer. Because what happens with chest freezers is things get buried in the bottom. There's no question about it. And you find them a couple years later, especially if it's full. And if you have a chest freezer, that's what you should do. You should have it full. And because if you don't have it full, that compressor is going to cycle on and off and on and off extremely often. And you'll be using a lot more electricity than if you have a full freezer or a full refrigerator or a full refrigerator freezer. So and it's just simply it's mass. And the large amount of cold mass keeps the adjacent items cold longer, so the compressor doesn't cycle on and off as much. Kathy, I did a quick test to see how much it costs in electricity to brew 8 cups of coffee. So we have a very simple Black and Decker electric coffee maker. It's in the kitchen. And it will brew up to 12 cups. Typically, we brew somewhere around 8, maybe 10 cups of coffee a day. And so I plugged that into the kilowatt meter to find out how many kilowatts of electricity it uses. And I so here's a number based on 10 cents per kilowatt. Now, that's pretty low. Many people who are in our class are spending a little bit more for their electricity than we are in Missouri. California and Hawaii and, you know, New York City would be much, much more expensive per kilowatt. But at 10 cents a kilowatt, it costs about 1.4 cents to brew 8 cups of coffee. That's for the electricity cost. So then there's a, if you use a reusable filter, you know, the amortization of that reusable filter and the washing of the filter and, you know, those costs. Or if you use the paper filters and you pay a penny a piece for those, there's those costs, and then there's cost for the coffee. And water is almost free, almost. And so that's, you know, insignificant. So 1.4 cents. But let's say you leave that coffee maker plugged in. You know, it brews the pot of coffee. You get your cup. Another person in the house gets their cup. And you've got, let's say, 6 cups, you know, being warmed up for your next pouring of coffee. Let's say you do that for, leave it running for a couple hours. That 1.4 cents to brew ends up being more like 5 cents after a couple hours to keep that coffee warm. So it really costs a lot more than you might think to keep the coffee warm as it, as compared to just brewing those 8 cups of coffee. Now, if you brew 10 cups of coffee or 12 cups, you know, it would be proportionally more electricity used, but proportionally. So it's, you're still not talking about a lot of money. But if you keep it warm all day, the cost goes up dramatically because the heating element to keep that pot of coffee warm, the heating element at the bottom of the coffee pot, uses quite a bit of electricity. Kathy, any comments about that?
Well, Vince, it, you know, obviously it just makes sense if you leave it on. I know sometimes there's people who take like a thermos and they'll put them in there. We turn ours off after a little while and, it, you know, it stays warm for a while, but we don't leave it on all day. And, you know, if you really needed to warm it up, I don't microwave very much at all, but you could. But, I mean, I even have a little pan that if I wanted to warm it up, I just warm it up for a minute or two and it's fine. So it just doesn't make sense to me to leave it on. Plus, I think it makes the coffee bitter if you leave it on the longer it's on. So
I agree with that. And so let's contrast that with how much electricity does it cost to make a loaf of bread in a bread machine? Well, I've checked for several weeks. I wanted to see, and it always comes out roughly the same, within a, you know, tenth of a cent. 2.9 cents. So the electricity to make a loaf of bread is 2.9 cents. And to make a pot of coffee and leave it on warm for the coffee to stay warm for your next cup for a few hours is 5 cents. So it costs almost twice as much to keep coffee warm, brew coffee and, you know, 8 cups, and keep it warm for 2 hours or 3 hours, as it does to make a loaf of bread. So these are just numbers you can think about. Like, where's that electric bill go? I mean, how do you build it to hundreds of dollars? It's insignificant what it costs to brew a coffee, but it's more expensive to keep it warm. But bread hardly costs anything. And I am a big advocate of baking your own bread in a bread machine. I really am. And our dogs, I cut a loaf up, and, you know, as I say, the loaf is now 2 days old, and the dogs like it. I mean, when they, believe it or not, we can't keep a loaf of bread in the microwave oven. When they hear that microwave oven open, they come right, and they sit down right next to the stove. It's a range hood microwave oven, and we keep the bread in there that we bake, or I bake. And they love it. They know that that's also where I keep the bread that's slightly dried out, that's like crouton size. And it's just plain bread that's kind of crusty. It's not moldy or anything, and they just love it. You know, I call them, I keep some, believe it or not, I keep it in my rider jacket when I go outside. And when I call the puppies, and I'll say, come on, boys. And they know that they're going to get a crouton-sized piece of bread, or two, or three, or four. They just love it. So it's a great way to train, and it's very inexpensive also. I'm thinking that even at today's sky-high prices, if you, everything all in, if you make just plain old bread with flour, and I don't use the butter, I use oil, flour and oil and some sugar and salt and yeast. Yeah, that's all. And water, warm water. I'm thinking it's got to be less than 50 cents a loaf. Has to be. So those are my thoughts. And that's if you use corn oil or vegetable oil. Now, if you use avocado oil, that's going to drive the price up. If you use butter, that's going to drive the price up. If you use olive oil, it's going to drive the price up. But I've experimented with olive oil, avocado oil, corn oil, and vegetable oil, and you can't tell the difference. I mean, in terms of taste, you cannot tell the difference. And there's one other thing I wanted to mention, Kathy, that is, I've experimented with less salt. Typically, the recipe that I use requires or suggests a teaspoon of salt. You know, and a teaspoon of yeast. Well, if I bring that down to a half a teaspoon of salt, keep the yeast the same, keep the sugar the same, keep everything else the same, but add just a little bit more water, the bread is much more fluffy. It gets closer to what you might buy at the store, but the loaf expands more. It physically is larger, weighs the same, but it's physically larger. Your thoughts? The salt, I think, allows the yeast to grow more. It doesn't stifle the growth of the yeast.
So, let's say you were going to add a teaspoon of salt. So, what do you just go, like, 3/4 of a teaspoon or so?
More dramatic than that. I went to half.
Okay. I have to try it.
It works great. It really, Mrs. Finelli says, you know, when we give a loaf of bread to someone, like campers, she'll say that it's different every time. Because Vincent just cannot leave the recipe alone. he has to try altering it every way possible, every possible combination, permutation, to find the ultimate recipe. So I don't think I've quite found it, but the dogs love it, and I like it. And I don't eat a lot. I mean, if I have a slice, it's one slice that I cut in half and, you know, make a sandwich with it. Or I'll take one really, really thin slice and make some tomato soup and put a small amount of cheddar cheese in there with tomato soup in a bowl, or onion soup with a little bit of cheese and a piece of toast. And it works great. It's great. I can't imagine, Kathy, I can't imagine going to the store to buy two things I can't imagine buying here at the farm. Because we live so far, you know, 120 miles to go to the store, you know, round trip. Milk and bread. Can't imagine doing that. And so for milk, we use powdered milk, Augustin Farms. It's from Sam's Club. It comes in a bag. And as soon as we get the bag, we decant it into jars, pack them as tightly as possible, you know, spaghetti sauce jars that we've cleaned out, sterilized, and put them in in the cabinet. And we pour right from there. Works great. Absolutely great.
and you know, Vince, talking about the bread, that was something I wanted to mention. I got one particular batch of flour, and I don't know what kind it was because I've always put it in my, like a Tupperware container to keep it fresh. So I put it in there, and every time I went to make bread, it just didn't raise right. I mean, I've made these bread machine recipes for years, and I know I measured it. I purposely measured it out and paid special attention because the first couple of times I thought, oh, I must have just thought I added that, and I didn't, or I did something wrong. But I would, let's say the recipe calls for 2 cups. I would add 2 cups, and when it started to knead, it was like soupy. It was just like it didn't even, wouldn't even knead. It just like stirred it, a lot of liquid. So then I would have to stand there and add a couple tablespoons of flour at a time to get the right consistency. So, okay, I got the right consistency, but even after it baked, it just wasn't right. So I took the rest of that flour and I took it out of the canister. And I thought, well, I can just use that as a thickening agent if I'm making gravy or like a white sauce or something. And I just put a new bag in a couple days ago. So after the class today, I'm going to make another loaf and see how it is. But I did read that they put one website said that they found barley in it. So obviously, if there was barley, it would change the consistency. And then I had a comment that a woman wrote, and she said that she did the same thing. She said, I make this particular recipe for over 20 years. And she said, it is just not coming out right. I don't know what they did to the flour or the ingredients. So it wasn't just me. I started doing a little digging around. And so in the future, when I open a bag, I probably should save it. And that way, if once I start making bread, if there's something wrong with it, I can either contact the company or you know, take it back or something. But Vince, you know, I am finding the quality so horrible. We got a bag of chips from Sam's. They were the Ball Rip chips. I don't know if they're nationwide. Brand new bag, opened them, and they were rancid. So I'm going to have to contact them.
Yeah, Sam's is not the as good as they used to be in terms of quality. And
as Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Talking about domestic engineering. And, Kathy, we use a West Bend brand vintage bread machine. It just works great. We're really careful. It's got Teflon aluminum bake pan. And we're really careful that we don't scratch it up. And it's been running for years and years and years. And this machine just works perfectly. What brand, if you don't mind, do you like to use? Now, this one makes a vertical loaf. So instead of a loaf like you get out of a bag at the supermarket, this has it would be like you stand the loaf on end, and then the small top would be where the crust is. So it's a different shape. It's okay with me. Works just great. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm almost embarrassed to say that how many I have, because when I find them at auctions or thrift stores, I sometimes just can't pass them up if they're $3 or $4, because if they break, I don't know of anybody that would fix them. Now, I have the Zoharushi, which I like, and I use that one when I make a bigger loaf, because I've got a couple that I have like a whole wheat that I put seeds in it and things like that. So that makes your standard loaf that's more the horizontal shape. My other one in the kitchen, I have Well-Built. I have two of those. I think I have 4 or 5 total. You know, obviously they're in the basement because I'm only using one at a time. But I keep the one smaller one up, and I use the Well-Built for the smaller loaf. And it's quick. It's 2.5 hours, and that it's done. But I think I have a West Bend down there too, Vince. Like I said, I think I have 4 or 5. None of them are that I bought. None of these are all used. I bought one years and years and years ago that finally died. It was that one, I think it was the Well-Built through the DAC catalog. when they first came out, and we used it quite a bit when we had our children at home. With four children, you know, I was making bread like every other day. But I do like that. But you're right, Vince. You know, don't use anything to scratch the inside of the Teflon. If I can't get the paddle out, I just soak it in warm water for a while, a little soapy warm water, and then the paddle will come out. And sometimes if it gets sticky in there, I'll just put a little spray or a little dab of olive oil on the paddle. Vince, I don't know if you have a better technique, because sometimes it's hard when you've got to turn. There's like a knob on the bottom of the pan that you can loosen the bread, and sometimes it just wants to stick in there. So, but that's my tips for, you know, which ones. And I've had a couple that I didn't like. I can't remember the brand. It was a long time ago. And I think I got rid of them. They just didn't really bake well, or I don't know if it was the heating element or what, Vince, but I got rid of a couple of them. But so.
Well, okay. So, well, what I do to get the paddles out, because what happens if you have a Zozarucci or with two paddles, you know, standard shape loaf versus the vertical loaf with one paddle, what I do is I just, as soon as I use pot holders, take the hot pan out, turn the bread so it'll fall into a dinner plate, and then the paddles are stuck in the bread tray. So what I do is I just add water, you know, enough water to soak those paddles, and then 5 minutes later the paddles just loosen right out, and then I wash the baking tray out right then and there. Let it dry, and I'm ready for the next loaf, you know, in a few days. And that's what I do. But you're absolutely right. And what you should do is turn those paddles, you know, from the bottom, from the engaging mechanism on the bottom of the pan, to see if they turn smoothly. If they don't, you might want to add a drop of vegetable oil so that you can lubricate the paddles so that they're not really hard to turn. Because if they are hard to turn, then you're going to wear out your motor. So those are the things that you can do to make your bread machine last longer. And, you know, frankly, it should last 20, 25 years. It really should. And the vintage ones, you can find them on eBay right now. And, heck, they're like $60-plus dollars. So if you can get one at a thrift store, you know, at Goodwill or a place like that, that's the way to go. It really is. But, you know, check to make sure that the Teflon is not scratched. And really, Kathy, what I've found with every single used bread machine that I've bought, I can't pass them up either. What I've found is they're virtually brand new, hardly used. Mm-hmm. I think someone got it as a Christmas present, tried it once, put it away, and then a few years later said, you know what, this thing's in the way. Get rid of it. I think that's what happens. I really do. But ours is on the counter. It's on the counter all the time, and it's used every couple of days, maybe every 3 days. 2 or 3 days. So, class, you might want to do that. And if you don't want to buy milk, and if you don't want to have your milk go bad, powdered milk is a great way to go. But you should put it in jars to keep air, oxygen, from oxidizing it and ruining it. But that's what we do. It lasts a long time. Kathy and I will be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.